Jim Mintert, director of the Center for Commercial Agriculture at Purdue.
So Ag Economy Barometer, give me a general overlook of how the barometer was this month.
So we had very little change in the barometer. It came in at a reading of 134 versus 136 a month ago, so relatively steady. If you look at it from a kind of a longer-term perspective, that puts us back in the ballpark of where we were last spring. We are still a little bit below where we were before the trade disruptions kind of came on board, but still we've recovered somewhat from where we were earlier in the fall.
You mentioned land values, and there's a little bit more of an optimistic view of it in the future. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the interesting thing was a month or so ago, we asked people about their perspective with respect to farmland values 5 years into the future. And the percentage of farmers that expected higher land values on that previous survey had really plummeted. People had become very negative with respect to their long-run view on farmland values. That rebounded pretty dramatically this month. So we saw a very significant improvement in that. We, on a related topic, we saw an improvement in the index that we use to measure people's responsiveness or interest in making large farm investments in machinery and buildings and that sort of thing. That really took a nosedive earlier in the fall. In September, that index was down to 42, which was the lowest it had ever been since we started collecting data. It rebounded a little bit a month ago, rebounded again this month. It's back up to 56, which still leaves it below where it was last spring before this trade disruptions, but it is more positive than it was a couple of months ago. So overall, people are a little more positive than they were back in September. We have not regained all the optimism that we lost over the summer with the declines in particularly soybean prices.
And when it comes to soybeans, there was a question about what farmers would do this year. Tell me a little bit about some of those results.
Well, with the shift in soybean prices and the drop that took place, one of the discussions is what kind of change is that going to give us with respect to planted acreage next year? So for the last couple of months, we've been asking people about their plans for next year. And specifically, we've zoned in on people that planted soybeans in 2018. And a month ago, 19% of them said that they plan to reduce their soybean acreage in 2019. On this month's survey, that increased. It went to 30% of the farmers said that they plan to reduce their soybean acreage. And then we went one step further and asked those farmers that said they plan to reduce acreage by how much they plan to reduce acreage. And really, on both surveys, the folks that plan to reduce acreage are looking at some significant changes. Roughly two-thirds of them both months said that they plan to reduce their soybean acreage by 10% or more. So we're going to see some shift in acreages. I think we'll see some of that take place here in Indiana as we probably shift back to more of a 50-50 split between corn and soybeans. I think that'll probably be more dramatic as you look at acreage response in the western corn belt. We'll probably see a bigger shift away from soybeans back towards corn in the western corn belt.
Those results on soybeans, kind of what does that show how farmers are feeling, especially with the trade issues going on?
Well, I think what it really suggests is that people are being realistic and saying, what can I do to improve my situation? And of course, that's fluid at this point, but we are in that environment where people are making plans for next year. People are buying inputs, they're locking in seed, they're locking in fertilizer, they're locking in pesticides. So those decisions aren't locked in, you know, in stone at this point, but clearly people are thinking about what can I do to make some changes to make my farm a little more profitable in 2019, and I think that's really what's going on.
And there was a question about policy and farm bill, so tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we asked people, in light of the fact that the current farm bill, the 2014 bill, expired at the end of September, if they were concerned about the fact that we hadn't passed a new bill yet. And 75% of the farmers in our survey said that they were either somewhat concerned or very concerned about the lack of a new farm bill being in place. And actually 33% of them said they were very concerned. So I think people are going to be watching what takes place in Washington between now and Christmas very closely and to see whether or not we actually are able to pass a new farm bill.
And then these producers were surveyed before it was announced that China and the U.S. are trying to work out trade issues. Do you think that if something changes, I know it's just a ceasefire right now, but if they do come to an agreement, will that have a huge impact on sentiment, do you think?
Well, I think the issue is probably going to be what kind of price response we get. And that will depend on actions as opposed to rhetoric, right? So price responsiveness is going to be really focused on, are the Chinese going to shift their buying patterns? Will they actually resume buying U.S. beans? And I think one of the concerns there is that if you look at it historically, we've sort of missed the main time frame when China would have been buying soybeans, because as you move into the new year, normally China starts shifting its purchases towards South America. So it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out and whether or not this agreement really does wind up giving us some substantive change. But, you know, if it winds up being substantive and we really reopen the border and really start to see some improvement there, it'll impact sentiment.
And then just a general question, producers surveyed, I know it's usually 400. Are they different producers each time, and kind of where are they from statewide?
So it's a national survey, and we don't have a large enough survey to stratify by individual states, but what we do stratify by is enterprises. So it's not the same producers every month. It is 400 producers nationwide. The number of producers we survey every month is the same. And then what we do is we hold the enterprises constant. So every month, 53% of the farmers in our survey have either a corn or a soybean enterprise. 19% of them have a beef enterprise. I think 13% have a wheat enterprise, and so on down the line. And we just focus on the major commodities. So we focus on people that produce corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton, beef, pork, and dairy. And we don't survey people, or at least focus our surveys on people that produce specialty crops, for example. So it's focused on those major commodities. It's nationwide. It's not an Indiana survey. It's not a Corn Belt survey. But I usually tell people that it has a survey that has a corn and soybean flavor, because 53% of the people in the survey each month do have either a corn or a soybean enterprise. And those splits are based on the Census of Agriculture and the contribution of those individual enterprises to gross farm income on an annual basis.